Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 8th day of April 2024. And tonight we have, in fact, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And you may have noticed, but I'm back. That's right. I was in Mexico. I went down to Mexico. And, I was thinking while I was down there maybe putting an end to that drug cartel, but then it was a vacation and my wife didn't want me to work. But anyhow, tonight we have our producer in the glass cage, Kenny. Hey, Kenny.
Good evening, Pastor.
How are you?
Real good. Nice to see that you're back from Mexico. Did you sneak across the border, or did you actually go through customs?
No, I flew in. I went through customs. Yeah, I decided a long time ago, from every time I fly, it'll be with an airplane. Yeah, it's things like that that, you know, help us get along in this world. No. In fact, the lady asked me today, she said, what did you go to Mexico for? She thought I went down there for some kind of meeting or something. I said, just so I could sneak back through the border. And she just gave me a strange look.
As I told you before you left, that would have made a great video.
Yeah, that would have. And speaking of that, great video, we got none other than Pastor Joe.
All of a sudden, I lost you. I think you're introducing me. I'm here, and welcome back, boss.
Yep. Anyhow, it's good to be back. And Kenny, I didn't tell you, but I rode.
Kenny, can you hook me up? I'm not hearing him well at all.
Yeah, let me see what I can do here.
Yeah, turn him up. Can you hear me now, Joe?
Yeah, I've got my volume way up. It's blasting my ears, and you're still weak.
All right, maybe let me see what I can
That's
do.
That's better. No, that helped.
I'm all the way up here, too.
Okay, we'll live with it.
Anyhow, Kenny, I rode a dolphin. I rode a dolphin there in Mexico. And I never thought about riding a dolphin, but I did it.
That's a That's amazing. I've never even heard of people.
If Peter wasn't there, you'd have been accused of cruelty to animals.
Yeah, I tell you. But those things are fast. They are. I had no idea how fast those things could swim. It's an amazing thing. But it's something, Joe, at your age, you probably shouldn't try. But anyhow, yeah.
I'll stick to riding mules. They're sure-footed and safe.
Well, so far, I mean, of course, I've ridden motorcycles, some choppers in my day. But I rode on an ass. I rode on an elephant. I rode on a camel, when I was there in Israel, out in the desert. And now I've ridden on a dolphin. And what do you think's next? Maybe a great white?
Just a very bad picture came to my mind. I think, yeah, I think you better pass on that one.
Yeah, that might be my last ride, huh?
Yeah, it could be.
Alrighty.
Since pushing it.
Anyhow, the title of this message was 7 Days of Work No Longer. And here, Joe, you know, all these years, you know, we've been working 7 days a week, and some people say, well, Pastor, you know, you're supposed to take off. Well, doing the Lord's work is a little different than doing other kinds of work. And a lot of times, there's actually rest in doing the Lord's work. But here, it's been a war. It's been a battle. And often, I felt like I had a sword in each hand and was surrounded by the enemy, because that's the way it's been over these years. There's the opposition out there does not, they do not, Joe, you know, they don't want us on this radio program. They've done everything they can trying to get us off. And anyhow, being out on the streets over the years, you know, I've had at least 7 times where people have tried to kill me. But you know, God's hand is on that, and I know for a fact that nothing can happen, you know, until the Lord allows. And when that time comes, like he's done with all of those before me, then it's the time that God decides. But anyhow, I did notice a couple things, Joe and Ken, when I went there. I didn't realize that how old I was until I was trying to keep up with the younger people. And I had some difficulty. And the reason was because back in around Christmas, in fact, on Christmas Day, I had gotten double pneumonia. When everyone left, we had a lot of people at the house, and that went past New Year's. I had that, and so when I was in Mexico, I was having some real difficulties, and we went to the doctor there. And the doctor told me, you know, you never really got over it. You still got that pneumonia. That's why I've never heard of that. I've never heard that. That's been almost 4 months. You know, I've had pneumonia in the past, and I've always gotten over it. But since then, I've had problems with some labored breathing. And so
you've been coughing ever since and having problems.
Well, some of that's got to do with allergies too. But anyhow, so I had never heard of that, but they told me that wasn't that uncommon. And then I realized we have people right in our church that's got the same problem. But anyhow, so that's all got to do with what the message is all about here. You know, I wrote that song, Blessed by You. A couple of the lyrics in that song says, saving babies, preaching to sinners, hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. And so, is not the cause a righteous cause? And that's what this whole radio ministry is about, a righteous cause, about doing the right thing. And we're going to be dealing with some of this tonight, especially when we're going to be talking about abortion. But anyhow, I always kept thinking, and I know you did too, Joe, that sooner or later, maybe the church would wake up. Maybe sooner or later, the pastors would get some courage. Maybe they'd find some courage and decide, you know what? I'm going to take a stand for righteousness. I'm going to be bold, like God's word, the Bible tells us.
Yeah, speak out and warn the people and get the people to run to the battle.
Well, we know that
there's a long time, didn't we?
Yeah, there's such a small percentage of us, huh, that are...
Well, we traveled for a couple of years on that Shake the Nation tour trying to wake up the church. And at the end, we came to the conclusion, you can't wake the dead.
That is exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, everyone was saying, we've got to have revival. We're having a revival meeting. But you've got to be, first there's got to be repentance, and then there's got to be the moving of the Spirit. But you're absolutely right. There was about, 10 of us would go from town to town, from city to city, with the Shake the Nation tours. And it's still going on. Others had picked up where we left off. And in fact, they're doing some of that up in this area here. Coach Stabemeyer's is one of them.
Still doing it. He was one of the ones that went with us often.
Yeah, back in those days. And we had Bill Federer,
Rusty Thomas, Greg Thompson. There was quite a group.
Scott Lively.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Scott was there.
We had quite a group of well-known pastors were out there with us. But anyhow, we did make a difference, some difference, but again, the vast majority of them, the pastors just did not have courage. There's such a dearth of courage. But anyhow, saying all that, I realized that I can't keep doing that, we've gotten older. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, it's got two major themes, Joe. The one major theme in there is to younger people, encouraging younger people to receive Christ, to learn the Lord in their youth, not to wait till they get old, but to get saved early. And then, of course, the other part of it is for the older folks to realize, our limitations. And so let's start tonight in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, and let's take it a verse at a time. So go ahead and read verse 1.
The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem.
Now that's an interesting thing here, because Solomon refers to himself. The word there in the Hebrew is kilith, for preacher, and he refers to himself 7 times in the book of Ecclesiastes as the preacher. But it's an interesting thing, because in this book, instead of coming across, if you will, as the king to his subjects, he comes across as a preacher to his flock.
Mm-hmm.
And so go ahead and read verse 2.
Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
Do you know that in the book of Ecclesiastes, that word is used 38 times? And that's almost as much as it's used in the entire rest of the Bible put together.
Wow.
And so,
I knew it was used a lot. I hadn't counted them, but I knew it was way up there.
And go ahead and read verse 3. We'll take it, because there's so much in this book.
What profit hath a man of all his labor, which he taketh under the sun?
Well, here it's an interesting thing, because that phrase, under the sun, occurs 29 times in the book of Ecclesiastes. And so here, it's an interesting thing, because you keep hearing there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. But does that mean that there is nothing new occurring? Well, we'll take a look at that, because it means exactly what it says. In fact, I know that if you go over in Jeremiah, for example, he talks about a new thing under the sun. But We'll take a look at that later on. So go ahead and move it over to number five.
Number four.
Or number four, I'm sorry.
One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. That's pretty clear. He's just saying, you know, our time on this earth is pretty short, and we, one group, we passed away, and when the old die, the young are born and start a new generation.
Right. Well, that's an affirmation, too, that the Lord had created the earth to last forever. Remember, in the beginning, with Adam and Eve, they were to live forever, and the earth was to live to last forever. And they were to live in their immortal bodies, So, but now we realize that things have changed, and we don't have immortal bodies. We have mortal bodies, and
we sure, you and I know that better than most people. We've had more things repaired, replaced, rebuilt. Yeah. Steel stuck here, there, or titanium now, you know. But, yeah, we should know pretty well.
Yep. Go ahead to verse 5, the sun.
Also ariseth, and the sun goeth down and hasteneth to its place where he arose.
And so here, you know, when you're talking about in everyday speech, the talk of the sun rising and the sun setting. So here, the biblical writers are following what a principle of relative motion, and they're using the scientifically pragmatic, unscientific, when they say that the in their terminology today. But the sun also rises and the sun also setteth. Well, guess what? Today, I saw something different under the sun. It was, I just had to walk out. Where I live is right in the path. I mean, right in the center of that path that they marked
path
out for
the totality.
Yeah. And my family and I just sat out on our deck with those special glasses, and we watched the entire eclipse. And
our group had to drive about an hour and a half to be in the totality. Well, we to get really down where the, you know, 4.5 minutes of it.
I couldn't get in a better place than where we were. I mean, just, but anyhow, that was kind of awesome. And you see, God's handiwork, huh?
Yes, it is. You realize how fast the earth is hurtling through space, how fast everything. The earth is in a huge movement around the sun. The moon is spinning around the earth. And you watch this thing occur. Looks like it's going slow motion, taking to everybody's waiting and waiting and waiting for, you know, the eclipse to totally happen. And yet you think about how far away, what is it, 93 million miles away that sun is to make it that small, you know, to appear to be that small. I mean, the whole thing, the balance of this earth, if we changed our orbit, the tilt, we could be easily too hot for life. We could, if it goes the other way a little too much, we'd be too cold for human life. There's this fantastic balance that God has put in place. And you don't hear science talking about that, how this elliptical orbit, everything works so perfectly to maintain this little narrow range that life can exist on this planet.
Well, you know, I've heard so many different opinions on when the next one's going to occur, and they were, you know, my wife said something like 2099.
I heard 2040 something was going to be the next one, big one.
2040 something?
Yeah.
Are you going to wait around?
Good Lord willing, but I don't think so.
All right, well, the wind goeth down toward the south and turneth into the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to the circus. Now, that's an interesting thing because that's a really remarkable anticipation of the modern discovery of the world's great wind circuits and the global circulation of
the
atmosphere.
Right, the Gulf Streams, the wind streams, the jet streams above, and then there are streams on the lower level. the Bible talked about the gases. The water vapor was the main greenhouse gas existing, and you know, I mean, so much is in Scripture way back before science ever had a clue.
You know what Solomon mentions? Solomon in Ecclesiastes refers to the fact that he's a pretty smart fellow, and here it's an interesting thing, Joe, because a lot of this, what we just talked about, really didn't. Science really didn't discover a lot of that until our lifetime. That's been discovered in our lifetime, the circles in the oceans and that too. And so
you're right, some of that, yeah, but some of it was a little before us, but not much.
And all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full unto the place from whence the rivers come thither and return
they
again.
They return again, yeah. The water cycle on Earth, the evaporation, the condensation, the rain, the snow, and everything flows down and back into the ocean and then rises and evaporates and moves and rains and all it, especially in the book of Job, it talks about that whole cycle.
That's the hydrological cycle.
Yep.
From whence the rivers come. For a long time, it's been believed that the rainwaters came up, evaporation from local lakes and rivers. Meteorologists have now proved by extensive upper air research that they come from ocean evaporation, just as the passage here indicates, huh?
Exactly. And well, that's never wrong.
Right. It goes on, and all things are full of labor. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which has shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. So,
well, even the eclipse today, there were eclipses back in Scripture all the way back. You know, we know the big one was during the crucifixion of Christ. But, you know, a lot of the stuff in the weather, all this talking about, all these cycles were from the beginning as the earth was able to sustain life. All these things existed and they continue. The water, the cycle of the water, the rains, the wind, everything that was God put in place.
Well, you know, here, you know, we know that the cycle that all of creation, things that have been, there's no creation taking place today.
Right.
And we know that...
we don't see any apes turning into humans.
And the same, but there's no real annihilation taking place today.
No.
But when it says there's no new things under the sun, should our attention be on things that are under the sun, or should our attention be on things that are above the sun?
Above the sun. Well, our attention should be focused on the sun, all right, but it is the S-O-N. We should be paying our attention to the Son of God and what he has to say.
Well, what about things that are happening above the sun in the heavens?
That's the command post. That's what we need to be listening to, headquarters.
Okay. You know, in Jeremiah chapter...
in heaven, right? And from the rising to the setting of the sun, let his kingdom come, is what the founder father said.
In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22, we read this. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. And so here... when it says a new thing, do you know what that means when it says a woman shall compass a man? It's referring to the fact that a woman is going to have a man inside her. In other words, this only happened with the birth of Christ, because Christ was preexistent.
Right. So she was carrying somebody who was as old as eternity inside her, and the pre-incarnate man was what? Full, you know, complete. He was God, so she carried a living, well, I don't know if you can even say man, yes, but he was more than that, so she was carrying even more than man.
Well, when Christ appeared in Christophanes, when he appeared in the tents of Abraham, in the tents of, in the desert of Mamre.
Mamre, yeah.
All of these places he appeared as a man, didn't he?
Exactly. Even the angel of the Lord came, what? As a man.
Yeah. So here now, when we see that, she literally had her creator inside her, huh?
Exactly.
And so the Ancient of Days, so that's a new thing that was under a new thing in the earth, okay? God had created a new thing. That was one of the new things that he created. And so we're going to stop right there, and we're going to go to a quick break. Be right back.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. Shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Amen. And you know, Joe, on when we did the tours out there to shake the nation, on one of those tours, a young fellow named Mark Harrington was with us. And Mark has what it's called Created Equal, and that is a tremendous or pro-life organization utilizing mostly young people. He goes to these college campuses, and he's got that great big screen out there, the what is it called, something trauma train or whatever. But anyhow, he's going to be right here in Cleveland with all the folks, and that is this coming Thursday and Friday. I know where they're going to be. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say it on the air yet or not, because I don't know if we want the opposition knowing we're coming. But that's this Thursday and Friday, 11th and 12th. You folks out there listening in the Cleveland area, for more information, write this number down and call them and hook up with them. Now, here's the number to call and say, look, I want to take part. I want to be a part of this pro-life organization operation. They're going to be out in front of some of the bloody, bloody killing centers. But I think they might be on one of the college campuses or whatever. So here's what you do. Call this number, 614-269-7808. 614-269-7808. And say, look, old Pastor Ernie's there telling us to get out there and fight for life. And so do it this coming Thursday and Friday. And listen, there's to be some excitement there. You're going to be doing something. Remember, the cause is a righteous cause. It really is a righteous cause. And we're going to hear, you know, here's another righteous cause. Right now, on Saturday, April 13th, the Northeast Ohio Right to Life celebrates Life with Brian Kemper at 4 p.m. social hour, 5 p.m. dinner, and at the SYB, that's the SYB Party Center at 4157 Hudson Drive. That's 4157 Hudson Drive in Stowe, Ohio. Tickets are free, and you can call for more information. Call 234-334-0088. 234-334-0088. And Friday on the 26th, April 26th, 24, Tactical Civics will be having a meeting at Doors of the Word Baptist Church. We'll give you more information on that a little later. And so there you go. Now we're going to hear from J.D. Vance and Marita Barolona.
Senator, you just relayed one of the horrible stories that we hear over and over again as a result of the unknown attached to the wide open border. You've been to the border plenty of times. Why is it that the Republicans cannot really move the needle on securing the border? You're coming back to work next week, this upcoming week, after your Easter recess, and it sounds like the priority is money to Ukraine. There's a $95 billion foreign military aid package. Maybe it comes to the floor, not this week, but next week. Regardless, when can you secure the border and how?
Well, let me just say, first of all, Maria, this illustrates the need for a President Trump round two. We know that the Biden administration has thrown open the floodgates here. They have undone a lot of Trump era immigration policy, and we've seen the effects. But I don't want to let congressional Republicans off the hook here, because we actually do have leverage. We just have to be willing to actually use it. I think Speaker Johnson is a good guy, but if he brings up a foreign aid package, sending billions of dollars to Ukraine without doing anything on the southern border, it will be a disgrace and a massive betrayal, not just of Republican voters, but of the entire country. Why would people elect Republicans if Republicans are more focused on the border of another country than the border of our own country? So I hope Speaker Johnson really shows some steely resolve here, pushes back against the craziness, and tells the Biden administration, you don't get a dime for your foreign priorities until you do your job and secure the border. And in the meantime, we've got to do everything we can to reelect Donald Trump, because if we had him, we wouldn't be dealing with a president who wants to have an open border.
Well, you know, Joe, this is one of the things that, puts us way out in front of everybody, is we figure things out here. And obviously there, we know, and we've said it over and over and over and over, Joe Biden has been taking his orders right directly from Red China. That's finally people are starting to understand that.
China Joe. There's a reason we call him China Joe, right?
Right, because he's been taking his money and his orders. And who said that? The high officials, the Chinese generals.
Chinese.
And they told Joe, you keep that border open. We're going to be sending over thousands of troops, and we want to make sure, Joe, that they don't have a problem getting in. So you keep the border open so our troops can get in. That's what we're paying you to do, Joe.
Well, look, what, last week when they had the big phone call between the two head honchos, just minutes or maybe hours after that phone call, what, China sent all these aircraft and ships into the Taiwanese airspace and water space and, you know, really threatened them. And, I mean, they were telling who's boss, who's the big dog, and whatever happened in that phone call didn't mean anything. They showed they flexed their muscle. They showed their abilities and, you know, made Biden look pretty terribly bad.
Well, yeah, but he's doing, you know, he's just following orders. He's selling America out. He should be tried for high treason. And every one of those Democrats there with him need to be tried for high, you know, tried for high treason.
Well, they
anyhow,
sold their souls for money, power, and the Democrat Party for their communist revolution.
Absolutely. Now, here on Fox News tonight, they were talking about, they had some of the political pundits, and they were saying they just couldn't understand because all of the polls and everything had showed them that here in 2022, it should have been a, you know, it should have been what the, you know, a red, the Republicans should have trounced them. They should have
red,
just absolutely.
Red wave is what they red, called it. Should have happened.
And they said, well, we didn't understand what happened there because, you know, all the information that was coming in. Well, you and I understood there, and we read this here about a week ago, but I want to do it again, and here in Ohio, because we had this, with this issue one, and I was telling people, folks, listen, we did not lose that. There's something very, very dirty going on here. Well, here it is, the group of called Ohio Volunteers who investigate these things and run these things down. And here's what they found. I wanted to bring it up again because, Joe, this is going to be in our next newsletter. And then, and you know, this is one of the reasons people out there really should get our newsletter. Folks, we send you out a lot of information, and often people call and say, well, you know, is there any way you can send me this newsletter that you talked about or an article you talked about? Well, if you're on the newsletter list, you'll get a lot of that automatically. And especially, you know, we've sent out, I think, oh, close to a million 45 current communist goals and over the years. And we've been sending those things out for years. And it just, and Joe, you remember when the COVID things, when we were sending out the forms so that you can, you wouldn't have to take the shot or take
right.
The
we handed out a lot of those. And I know personally members of my family used those forms and kept from, that form kept them from getting shots.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of people, let us know that, and so here, but I'm going to send this what we're going to be reading here too, will be in our next newsletter, which will be coming out in about a week. The day after the certification, excuse me, in 2022, the Ohio State voter rolls database showed this. Now listen to this. I want to, because we talked about this, but 58,209 resided in an apartment or a mobile home lot that had no unit number at all, as required by the voter registration. If you're living in an apartment, you're supposed to have an apartment number.
Right, right.
Okay.
To identify you.
Right. And that's the law to voter registration application to ensure proper delivery of mail, including mail-in ballot materials. Two, now listen to this, Joe. This is really a good one. 4,143 people voted that were older than the oldest living people in the United States today.
Well, the government just got their figures wrong. There must have been a lot more older people than we thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong.
253,486 voters Joe, supposedly registered on January 1st. Here's the problem with doing that, okay? They're not open, Joe. The polling places are not open.
Exactly.
On January 1st.
Kind of hard to, you know, it's kind of like going to McDonald's if it's closed. It's not going to do you a lot of good, right?
84,221 voters registered on other federal holidays that when they were closed.
Federal holidays.
Right. Now listen to this. 2001, 693 voters registered on Sundays, and they were closed, Joe.
Yep.
All these times when the Ohio boards of elections and state offices were closed, all of them, yet you had all of these people all together, you know, over 253,000, Joe, people voted on days when the boards of elections were closed. Here you have 120,094 had registration dates in the 2022 state voter file that were earlier than their registration date in the 2020 file. 59,025 people were listed as registered to vote, Joe. They were registered to vote before they were born.
That'd be pretty tricky, you know?
Yep.
That'd be really pretty tricky. But are you trying to tell me that you think there were some shenanigans going on in Ohio that there might even be what we would dare say voter fraud?
A lot of voter fraud here in Ohio, and especially when it came to issue one. That was as crooked can possibly get. Then you had 243,583 had state identification numbers that had changed since 2020. Even though federal laws require each voter to be issued a unique state identifier, 34,233 had 2 to 5 registration records with different state identification numbers, making it impossible, rather, for them to vote more than once, several times. Federal law governing election specifies that the error rate in Ohio 2022 election allowed a mere 34 errors. Instead, the election in Ohio had been certified despite, now listen to this, in other words, when you had, if you had more than 34 errors, they would have to have a re-election. Listen, Joe, in Ohio, they have been certified despite 713,296 voting violations. And that happened.
How come then the courts didn't force a re-election?
Well, that's a very good question, isn't it?
Hmm?
That's a very good question, isn't it?
Yeah. The legal system should have demanded that the state have a new trial. I mean, a new voting.
On December 10th, 2022, 11 days before the Ohio canvass officially concluded, and one day after the election was certified as accurate and compliant, Joe, listen, the number of votes reportedly cast were 4 million. 201,368, and the number of records identified in the state's official list of registered voters was 3,039,289. So you had over 1 million people
voting that weren't registered.
Right.
In other words, not eligible to vote.
Right.
So you're saying the state of Ohio is one big sham, the election process. It's crooked as crooked can be, and I bet it is a indicator of what is going on in probably 49 other states.
Absolutely. This is what we keep telling people. Yeah.
And yet, you notice nobody has taken this to court. Nobody has demanded a revote. What amazes me is this information is out there. Whose job is it if this is, you know, this these facts are out there?
Well, they have taken it here in Ohio to the Secretary of State, Franklin Rose.
And that person needs to be fired, right? Their election of duty?
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Anyhow,
but then they didn't ask me, did they?
No.
They didn't ask you either, right?
Right. But you see, here's the thing. And I've had people say to me, in fact, I had a guy just say about 2 weeks ago, he said, well, that's why I don't vote. When we were talking about this, I said, then you have nothing to complain about. If you don't go vote, then they didn't steal your vote.
No, and then, so, couldn't do it. But so you might as steal yours, so you have cause to, you know, complain, right?
Well, if they steal your vote, right.
Revote.
That's right, to go after them. And so we need to really, I think probably we should do a campaign before November and having people start calling the Secretary of State and telling them we want a fair election. We want, you know, calling by the thousands.
Do you know some attorneys that could look at that to, you know, file a complaint, file a motion or something? I would think there's got to be some kind of legal action that could be taken when it's, I mean, a million votes more than you have registered voters. That's
well. I believe the Ohio team is doing that. I believe that they're taking some kind of legal action.
Well, I sure hope they do.
Mary Hornick and Harry Hauer will be sharing results of their investigations from other states too. Okay, so I believe that. Let me see. Ohio revised code 3503.15 establishes the statewide voter registration database shall be the official list of registered electors for all elections conducted in the state. And so, you know, in Maryland, they had the very same thing. They challenged it in federal court in Maryland because the very same thing was taking place.
Yeah, I bet it's not the only place that's happened, too.
I know it's happened.
I would bet the farm on it.
Yep, you'd be right about that. Well, Joe, are we being lied to? Crime is up, crime is down. Who is right? Look, here, the FBI is totally underreporting there because the FBI is really just a branch of the Democratic Communist Party. The FBI is not a legitimate security organization. They've got no legitimacy. And Chris Wray is corrupted. And they are totally, they're saying that crime is down when it's up by twice as many points as they're saying that it's down. And so here, and not only that, but, well, let me see. Overall, violent crime fell by 5.7%, according to what they're saying. Murder decreased by 13.2%. Aggravated assaults went down by 4.8%. And these were numbers that they gave out in March.
You know it's wrong. It's like that old Bill Clinton. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah.
I mean, we see these assaults. We see the... How many dead cops this year already? They've been screaming about the number of policemen killed in the line of duty, and then they say the murder rate's down. Just the murder rate's up just by the number of policemen that have been killed.
Wait, see, here's the problem, Joe. The FBI does not check. In other words, they don't get their information from city governments, or county governments. So, in other words, I think it was one of the Washington Post that just did a big article on that. They've been looking into this. And so basically they're just pulling these numbers out of thin air.
Uh-huh.
And because a number of the cities have challenged it, like in Milwaukee, where they said that crime, if I remember right, was cut down by 13%. Well, in fact, it was raised up by 7%. Is what their city said? Okay.
Oh, their police department. You mean it's kind of like Biden and I've reduced the national debt by half.
Right.
It's that kind of a statistical gathering, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so here, the Gallup poll said there was a big, big increase in criminal victimization of urban households, 30% compared to 22% in 2020.
Well, look at, they've been all over different states are talking about how these gangs have been targeting the rich homes now, getting into gated communities in the rich areas, and all of a sudden the break-ins and robberies and things have gone way up in those areas where before they were almost a no-crime zone. So you know something hinky's going on because there's just too many news stories that totally contradict, you know, that kind of reporting.
Absolutely. And so here, the numerically, for the far more than 4 million victims from 2019 to 2023 identified by the FBI for overall cyber crimes, the 23 million crime identity theft victims are also far more than the 14 million that were reported by the FBI. And so... There you go.
See, you got, you know, Pastor, we got to give the FBI some slack here. I mean, they're busy running down these vicious Roman Catholics, and they're chasing down these people that are speaking out at...
pro-lifers.
Pro-lifers, and they're going after the parents that are complaining at school boards because they're trying to indoctrinate children into the fact that there's 79 different sexes and all this stuff. I mean, they've got their hands... And, I did an article last week. They said they're busy, busy, busy. They're monitoring social media, and they're watching what people are saying, you know, to be careful they don't, you know, there's not problems on social media. So they've got their hands full. How could they possibly be looking at things like violent crime, robberies, and rapes and murders?
Oh, yeah, I know what
they've
you're talking about.
They've got these important things to do for social justice.
That's right. You never can,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Somebody might, you know, Joe.
Come on, man.
There are people that have called you out of their gender. Can you imagine
that?
Yeah,
we've got they've got all that to watch.
Yeah, that's a hate crime, Joe. The FBI's got to be on top of that. We're going to be coming up to a break now. We're going to be talking to, listening after that break, we're going to be listening to President Trump. I'll introduce that. He's going to have a clip, but I'm not going to agree with all he has to say here, and we'll tell you why on the other side of the break when we come up. But the death culture out there, they say they can win on the issue of baby killing because that's what the Deathocrats are all about. According to God's Word, the Bible, right now, the Deathocrats are wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean people.
Right.
That's right. And so we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. Much more to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.